Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply baby steps. Baby steps. One of the most fascinating things about having children is watching the babies take their first steps. Some parents get so excited about baby's first steps that they even save the shoes that baby first walked in. And one of the reasons why it's so exciting is unlike the rest of the animals, or the species rather, on the planet, the human race is different. Because in the animal kingdom, whether you're talking about lions, tigers, or bears, it doesn't matter. They're born with the ability to walk. It can be a hippopotamus that's born weighing 350 pounds, and yet it is born with the capacity to walk. Unlike those animals, the human race is different. Our babies are not born walking as soon as they leave the womb. On the contrary, it's a process to get them to take those first steps, and what a joy it is when it finally happens. Well, in business, my friends, we often want to regard our new team members like the animals in the jungle. We expect them to hit the ground running. We want them to be self-motivated, self-inspired, self-governing, and we don't want to have anything, not much, in fact, to do with their process of maturation. Well, in order to grow effective teams, in order to build effective businesses, we've got to understand that just like the baby, it is a process to getting your new team members up and running, and that process doesn't happen overnight. So if we're going to talk about today the key components of building and maintaining great teams through nurturing, we've got to do it using the CRIB acronym. The four simple steps that we must all keep in mind as leaders in order to take a new person on our team from start date to excellence in a short amount of time. The C in our CRIB acronym, we've got to carry them. You ever seen a newborn baby just laying on the ground? Not often. You don't see a parent take a baby that's just been born 2, 3, 4 months old and leave it by itself. No. Everywhere the mother goes, the baby goes with the mom, because the mother recognizes that because baby can't walk, baby's got to be carried. Who are you carrying on your team? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, not to think of that term carrying as a negative. Carrying is a positive, and it is essential for the proper development of people who are new to your team. They've got to be carried because they don't understand the culture. They have to be carried because they don't understand the dynamics of the environment. They may not understand the products or services well. They're still learning the industry. They're new to this. They're joining because, just like the baby, they're relying completely on your guidance to get them temporarily from point A to point B. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they have to be carried for a season. I often say, never recruit someone that you're not willing to carry. Don't introduce a product, a service, or vision to a team member or potential team member that you're not willing to take under your wing and allow them to fly with you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, parents do it so well. The protective mothers and fathers, they're not going to let their children fall into the wrong hands. They're going to carry them because they know how to hold them until the time is right. Now, obviously, of course, the goal is to get them to walk, but they don't walk by you placing them on the ground when they're incapable of that action. So in the beginning, we carry them. Then the next component that is in that process is we give them a routine. You know how moms have routines for their babies. You may come visit a mother at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and she's talking quietly because the baby is sleeping. Why? Because the baby's on a routine. Sleeps at this time, eats at this time, diapers change at this time, this happens this time, and this happens that time. One of the reasons why most new team members never make it to the walking phase is because they avoid of a routine. They don't know when they're supposed to do this or that and accomplish this or are that. There's no action plan, no steps, no formula, no process. We're just throwing them to the wind and expecting them to succeed. Well, my friends, it does not work that way. In order to develop a healthy team, we've got to put routines in place. The way that moms create healthy babies is they make sure that they've got a routine. And I say moms, moms and dads, I mean. The way parents help their teams and their children grow, they put a routine in place. By the same token, my friends, it requires a routine in order to allow our children to grow. And when I say children, again, I don't mean that term negatively. I mean it with the utmost care and concern, because those people who are on our team, we should care for them enough to watch them develop into those green, from those green peas they were when they started, to those strong, vibrant leaders that we envisioned when we recruited them. That I says we must incentivize. Now, this is a tricky topic, because oftentimes when you hear the word incentive, think about a reward for doing work. You think about what can you give them? What can you do for them? What's going to make them happy? Well, that's not the way you get a baby to walk. The way you incentivize a baby to walk is you sit them on the ground when the time is right, and you place things around them that encourages them to reach deep down and go after it in a way that they've never done before. So a parent that's looking for their child to walk, they may incentivize a child by standing the kid up and then taking a few steps from the child and then saying, come on, you can make it. So it's not about what you put in their hands that makes them walk. It's what you put in their head as a leader that makes them walk. You want to convince them at a particular point in time that they're ready to stand on their own, and that there is something that all they've got to do is take a few steps to achieve. So when a parent is incentivizing a kid to walk, they may put a bottle 3 steps away from the child. Now, they're not going to put it 20 steps away, because then the child will revert back to crawling. They don't want to put the object so far out of reach that they don't feel like they can make it. They put it close enough to where the baby can take steps and get to it easily. By the same token, my friends, I ask you, what steps have you put, what incentives have you put in close enough range where your team can say, you know what, I can accomplish that. All I've got to do is make one presentation, and they're going to call my name out and say that I did a great job. I'm going to make my presentation. All I have to do is record myself saying this over and over again and send it to my leadership and allow them to hear it. There are things that can be done to incentivize first them to stand and then to take small steps. And finally, my friends, that B in our crib acronym simply reminds us that we've got to back them up. You ever seen a kid riding a bike for the first time? The parent has the handlebars for a season and then pushes them off a little bit, and they're wobbling from left and right, and that parent is never far away. If they fall, the parent's right there to pick them up and dust them off and get them back on the bike. By the same token, when those little babies first start taking steps, at first they're walking to their parent. Then they're walking without their parent in their mind, but their parent is always a few steps behind, because a parent wants to make sure that they don't touch anything that they shouldn't, and they don't get into anything that might harm them. So they're always very close by. How close are you to those on your team? Do you truly have their back? When they look over their shoulder, will they see you there? My friends and neighbors, I tell you that we shouldn't expect them to hit the ground running. Let's execute the crib technique, and we can make them win every time. I tell you, if you've enjoyed this training segment, keep in mind that whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.